Engagement in action.
I realize that the presence of technologies in these schools does not guarantee the success in terms of how the students will be able to perform, how the students will be able to see the use of these technologies as part of their everyday lives.
Discovering the relationships between Rhodes University and the communities that surround it.
Let's empower people by giving them awareness of where they can be able to see clear the effective use of these technologies, rather than just impose our soft ideas on them.
This time, Clement Simuja.
My name is Clement Simuja. I'm a part-time lecturer at Rhodes, and I'm here to start my postdoc in the information systems. And I've just completed my PhD in information systems.
Today we continue where we left on Monday. We're mainly focusing today on the creating a document for our businesses. You know, like sometimes in a business...
Coming to Lords as a PhD student in 2015, thinking to do about some other research about agriculture and something that I wanted to do. Then, all of a sudden, in the department came this principal from Alexandria High School. He stays in Grahamstown. He came to our Department of Information Systems meeting the secretary asking for anyone who can help their schools in Alexandria, who can just provide a simple training for teachers because they had computers, but they were failing to use them. So the principal saw it as necessary maybe to find somebody else who could have just volunteered himself to take them. So the secretary contacted my supervisor, who happened to be Professor Close, Kirsten Close. Then Kirsten Close, seeing being a busy person, then he asked me, then I said, I've been all eager, like, trying to find ways that I can able help, to help the community. Being born in a rural area, grown in a rural area, brought up in a rural area, finding myself here at Rhodes, after going through all that hard time, I said, I think I have to go back and give back to my community. So when I went to Alexandria, the first thing that I did was to call the teachers, ask them what they want. So then they told me that they have got a nice computer lab. Someone donated it to that school in Alexandria High School, but the teachers were struggling to use the computers. So I said, okay, then I need to have a tailor-made training which can help these teachers. So then I had to set up a simple training program where I was meeting them on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays afternoon. The first 3 weeks, I was just training them on how they can use the computers and how they can use the computers to or internet to improve their teaching practices. So as I was teaching, then I was told that one of the teachers there, she is an ICT teacher for grade 8, 9, 10. So looking at the skills that she had, how she was struggling in my training, and realizing that she's also the teacher who teaches these kids, I felt so painful. I said, this is what I've gone through, being taught by people that doesn't have experience or doesn't have the knowledge within the subject area. So I said, I really need to do more than what I've seen here. So after a 4 weeks program, then the teacher who teaches ICT at that school got sick, and she had to be on a leave for a month. So the school asked me again that I should also, if I can help, to teach the grade 8, 9, and 10. So it turned out that after my 3 weeks training program, my passion came out that I should do a research in this area.
Business items. What are you mainly interested on here?
How to write a business plan, you see, those things like that.
Okay.
I realize that the presence of technologies in these schools does not guarantee the success in terms of how the students will be able to perform, how the students will be able to see the use of these technologies as part of their everyday lives. So then it came out to me to realize that some of these technologies are being used just to disempower certain communities. So you come to a rural community, you give them computers, internet you are paying for free. Now you tell them that, okay, we have improved you. Here are the technologies. And you go back. You don't train anyone there. You tell them you can train yourself how to work around with these computers and these ICTs. Definitely, there's no one who's going to be able to have an interest in using them. We need somebody else who at least has ideas on how this technology can help these people. So I realize that this is not empowering. This is disempowering. these kids have got a certain idea of what an ICT could do to them. But you look at the content of the material that they were being taught, it was just irrelevant. So the content says that in the grade 8, they should just learn how to write a letter. So the whole year, they just understand how to use Word to write a letter. The kids, they know all this. They have a little bit of idea of what they can do in writing, but they want more. How can they find resources to help themselves do better in matric? They hate that online there are resources like past exams, solutions. How can they connect to others who are also doing, or maybe who have gone through the same process of matric in other areas? Here in urban schools, they learn IT as it's a subject. But in the community, in the law schools, the content there is so shallow. It's more of maintaining the rurality. That's what I can say. To maintain that certain type of people who are residing in a certain type of area can need just to understand this type of use of technologies. We need to connect all the communities. We need to have inclusive communities. And these are the same kids when they pass their matric, when they come to the university, we see how they perform even the first year when they take them. They struggle. So in my mind, I knew that there's nothing that these kids will be helped from what I'm teaching them if I just follow what the content says.
Oh, yes. In 2023.
So I must press insert.
Yes, press insert. So on the... We start with the second column. So January, you put January, February, until...
So what I did was to say, I told the principal, I said, I want to change the training now to involve school leavers. So then do 4 months training for a particular school. Then I moved to another school, 4 months training. So I was training the committee members together with the teachers together. So I'll meet them twice in a week, Mondays and Fridays. So they discuss what they think about ICTs, what they feel can help them in their communities, and teachers as well in their practices. In the first place, most of the teachers were reluctant. When I was trying to open it up to say, I want you to tell me what you think an ICT will do to you. So sometimes they would think I'm representing certain authority in terms of why is he asking us this? And I said, no, I'm here as also to learn from you. So if you don't tell me what you think, it would also be difficult for me to give you what you want. So they started to trust me a little bit. And every day before the session, they would tell me, for example, we learned that in other communities, people, they create groups online where they can share forums, share ideas. How can we do that? Then I'll tell them that, okay, on Facebook, if you're on a Facebook, you can create a page, you can get your own simple group. As a school as well, you can have a Facebook where you interact with the community, learn from what the kids are saying about schools when they go back to the community, what they're saying about teachers. At the same time, there are certain projects that are happening in other communities in South Africa and other parts of the world. There's the communities that are also similar to the community that you are here. So you can be able to search on Google. But the only thing we need to understand how to use this internet, how to get that information. So we started by, we need maybe to have an email. They will tell me, oh, we have heard about that word, but I've never had an email. This is a teacher now. He has been teaching for 20 years, but never had an email. Then I'll say, this is what an email works. So I'll ask one teacher to create an email and to train others on how to create an email, because I didn't want me to impose on them. So you see, when they go back, they will start now email me. Oh, today I was in the lab. I did this, what they are doing. So I could feel that they are feeling more now, more empowered. I realize that ICT education in high schools can be used as a tool for social development in local communities. Because schools themselves are seen as knowledge centers in local communities. That's what I found out through the time that I've been working with the local communities. Everything that happens in the communities, if politicians are coming in to talk to the community members, they meet at school. Organizations that are coming in to tell some things to the communities, they meet at schools. Meaning that the schools are the knowledge centers. That's where people meet and discuss or provide knowledge to the communities. So I've been trying myself to say that let's use ICT education in law schools as a tool that can provide transformative social development in rural communities.
So you emailed somebody.
Yes. Where,
so you can't find what you emailed earlier.
Yes.
Okay, so you go to send.
I want to forward something here in inbox.
Okay, let's see in the inbox. So you go to inbox.
Yes, and the email that I...
After training almost like 6 schools in Alexandria area, one of the teachers there called his friend in Makana, in the township, telling him that there's a certain guy from Rhodes who is training us on this. And he gave him my number. So after getting that number, then he contacted me, this teacher from Makana Primary School, telling me that, can you come to us? We have heard about this. But why are you Rhodes going far there when yet we are just close to you? Just a walk distance to us. I said, no, I will come. Then I had to go there and meet the teachers there. When I went to Makana Primary School, I realized that there's not even any other computer there. Even a single laptop there was not there. So they were so eager. The teachers were there telling me that, no, maybe we should arrange. They will be taking a taxi, coming to Rhodes. I should train them using the computer lab that we have here. And I told them that, no, they cannot allow us to use the computer labs here. Then one of the community members said that, why can't we do this whereby we ask the community members who have laptops to be borrowing us the laptops. So you come here on whatever day you might come to teach of the week, then we'll charge them, then we'll bring it to you. You train them, then we take them back. So then I said, maybe to have an easy way of getting these computers, tell them that I'll also be fixing them. So if they have a problem with their laptops, then I'll fix everything for them. I even tell the teachers to understand how they can use even their mobile phones. Even if they don't have the computer, they can use their mobile phones, because most of these teachers, they're owning these smartphones. And I've been telling them, teaching them to know that their smartphone is almost like a computer or a proper laptop that they can use to improve themselves. So they do contact me using these technologies. They can do me WhatsApp. They can log into their emails, type an emails, attach a file, send to me, able to communicate. We create groups, Google groups, where we share ideas on what they are found in the community. When they come back, when they are found in their teaching, someone will send an idea. I'll respond. Someone will respond through the same way they're able to understand how best their mobile phones can be used as a technology to improve their practices and their livelihood as well.
You see what has happened? You might have deleted it unknowingly.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll put it back. It's back in your inbox. Can you see now? This is for Mazizi.
Yes,
so now you want to take...
Besides that, we also opened a project with Joseph Hub, where I'm a trustee there. We opened a project where we intending to start now train more schools in Grahamstown. I'm also training unemployed youths in the township through the Assumption Development Center. Just to take those school dropouts, youth that are just walking around in the community, just to give them hope. So we take 12 per session. So we take them for 4 months. We train them on how they can use ICTs. Through the program, like I might say, we have 5 students that are participants that have also started doing primary school teaching diploma with UNISA. I didn't impose on them. Through the program, training them how ICT can do, they were able to search themselves online. And someone found that Funza can sponsor them, pay the fees. They can do all this corresponding school with UNISA. So I do just help them in their assignment, but they manage themselves to find way in. So I realized that ICT somehow can create hope for the hopeless community.
Can you also help with this question?
Okay.
I made a mistake here.
Mm-hmm.
2 pages, so I want to cut this page, so I don't know how to...
So you have 2 pages, eh?
Yeah.
So you want this to be the first page?
Yeah.
Okay, go up.
I believe that if we want to achieve use of these technologies, one, for the students that are coming out of high schools, aspiring to take any other life path after high schools, then we need also to look at their communities first before we can go into the schools themselves. So I believe if we want to do that, then let's learn what their communities are before we can enforce other practices in schools. So I believe through the program that I've been doing, they're able to be aware of how ICTs can disempower. Let's empower people by giving them awareness to have that critical reflective, or where they can able to see clear the reflective use of these technologies, rather than just impose our soft ideas on them. Because by the end of the day, these projects will just last the time that we are there. But the moment we leave out, there's no sustainability. And thinking that when they are to empower the communities, we might end up going there to disempower them more than the way they were before. So like now, even if I'm out of these projects, when I meet these people in the street, when they call me, I can see how much they trust me. And I can see how much they feel themselves being empowered, understanding things that they were not able to understand previously.
When you are writing your email address, remember, all the words must be in small letters. We don't use capital letters when you are writing emails. Sometimes it bounces back because it only accepts
small. I do this on my own time. And there has never been any funding through this project. I use my own sources that I have. So going to these places, I use my own resources because I love the community. Especially when I see somebody else smiling after ending, knowing that I also got from other people and I impart it to other people and I also get knowledge from them and we create this inclusive society, that's what I would want to be remembered. The reason that I'm doing this is because it reminds me back, like, if I had background knowledge about these ICTs, maybe when I was in primary school in my community, when I was in high school in my community, maybe things would have been easier in my first year than struggling understanding what computers were. So it would have given me a background. So people were telling me, no, why can't you you have this computing knowledge? Computer scientists, they earn a lot of money when they go into the communities, when they work in the companies, when they work in the corporate sectors. They earn a lot of money, but I always tell people that I'm an academician, so I don't mind. What I want is to use my knowledge to help improve the communities that are marginalized. So that's why I'm still in the academic, and I'll still be in the academic forever.
To hear other podcasts in this series, search for Engagement in Action on iTunes or go to ru.ac.za/community engagement.